It is 8:04 on this Saturday morning, and we're joined by Vandals baseball coach Nick Casey this morning. And coach, overall, a pretty solid week of baseball today this week for the Vandals.
We started to get some consistency in our pitching, and it's keeping us in ball games, giving us a chance to win. We still have some consistency problems on offense, but we're starting to pitch better and play better defense, which in turn gives us chances to get a run across the board, score two or three runs to win a ball game. And once we get that, we'll start playing a little better. But you know, we're still young, and it's just a learning process to learn how to win high school baseball games.
You talked about the pitching, and that was one thing that I know that Coach Collingwood and I touched on a little bit on Tuesday, is that it doesn't matter how good your offense is if your starting pitchers, especially the starters, aren't going out and doing their job. You're not going to give yourself a chance to win a lot of games.
That is so true. He charts every pitch, and you can almost, if we walk leadoff hitters, if we hit leadoff hitters, you know, if we get down in the counts, it's a recipe for a bad inning. And the last five games or so, we've been way more consistent on our pitching, and that in turn has been a lot better baseball games.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about the pitching, and I thought Monday you guys got it started off with a really good outing from Brock Willenberg.
Yes, his first outing was against Altamont, and he was really solid, and then he had run into an inning where he struggled a little bit, but we chalked that up to, that's the first time that he'd been stretched out that many pitches, and it's probably due to some fatigue, you know, not being accustomed to throwing that many pitches. But that was really, really good progress, and it's looking good for the next couple of weeks for him to, every 4 or 5 days, to go out there and give us a chance.
Yeah, and I thought that's one thing, too, that kind of really stood out to me this week was, even though you guys only had four games throughout the week, you only used, I believe, six or seven pitchers.
Yeah, that's true, and that really helps. It started last Saturday. We played a doubleheader and only used two pitchers, and that set us up for this week to be able to extend people and not you know, with the pitch down era, looking at the chart that we have to follow, that really gives a lot more options to have quality arms and, you know, and people that are accustomed to throwing every 3 or 4 days. And it was really a blessing to have that. And then, you know, yesterday we threw a complete game two, tough loss to Hillsboro, but Chase Kerlock threw six innings, gets a chance. We lost that one 2-1, but it's been a lot better the last week or so.
Yeah, and I know that's always the frustrating thing, is whenever you're not seeing the results that you want to see, but knowing that this, with the young team, like you said, that this is a team that's still going out there, they're still competing, and they're, for the most part, I feel like they're putting together some really good at-bats. They're just not having the results to show for it.
Yeah, that's also the case. We're competing better in the box. The Shelbyville game was a prime example. We had a big inning, and it wasn't that we, you know, hit the ball all over the place, but we didn't strike out. We put the ball in play, moved runners over, and got some runs across the board just because we were battling and competing in the box. And we stressed that after every game, you know, when we assess the game afterwards on what worked, what doesn't work, and the results when you do those things, how it turns out in your favor. So it's like you said, it's a learning process, and hopefully, you know, we got a bunch of games the next couple weeks that we can start seeing some results, you know, on the win column more than just competing in any games.
you talk about not being able to strike out a lot. And with this team, especially, this is a team that has a lot of speed between Connor with Quentin. Andrew has some speed to him. Jack Lewis has some speed to him. I mean, if you're not putting if you're not striking out and putting the ball in play with the speed that this team has, you're really putting a lot of pressure on the defense.
Yes. You said it. That's almost word for word what we've told our kids before, is that, you know, give yourself a chance. You know, we scored a couple runs the other day just by, you know, a simple ground out and running hard down the line where they had to rush. And so, you know, bang, bang, play it first, and then we can get a guy to move up a base. And then, you know, if they have a miscue because we're putting pressure on them, then we get to go to second base. And it's really advantageous to put the ball in play and then, you know, put out the effort and run down the line as hard as you can, because it puts a lot of pressure on people.
And I think, too, that this is a team, like you talked about on Thursday against Shelbyville, this has a team that has the flashes of being a really good offensive team, too, not just because of the speed, but there's a couple guys on this team like Connor and Andrew and Chase Kerlock who, if they can, you know, find the gaps, they're going to be able to put some really nice contact with the ball.
Yes, very much so. And but I think that's part of the problem that we're having is the youth, it's a consistency of doing it, you know, day in and day out. I mean, we see flashes of it, but we've got to be more consistent with it in order for us to, you know, to be the type of ball club that I think we can be in next year, is that consistency.
Yeah, and you talk about the consistency too, and one way of really being consistent and really getting better is by getting those reps both in practice and in games.
Yes, and it helps too when you get into the season where you get in this part of the season, you know, hopefully we won't get too many rainouts next week, but getting in a, you know, playing every other day or at least every day, it kind of gets in an offensive rhythm. You see the ball better, and you just kind of get in the rhythm. And we're kind of seeing that, especially with Connor, the last you know, week or so. He's really, really been solid, and I think that's just because we've been playing every day.
Yeah, and I know that's one thing we talked about too. There's a big last week. There's a big difference between taking live at bats in the cage versus taking them in an actual game. And like you said, feel like it's starting to show with a lot of these guys.
Yeah, it's a timing thing. You know, when you're hitting in the cage or, you know, hitting on the field, just regular BP, it's, you know, just trying to get your swing timing and a groove going. But, you know, seeing it from the mound, it's a big difference, and we're kind of seeing that right now.
Of course, too, now kind of in a little bit of an odd circumstance. I know you got a conference game on Tuesday against North Mac and a conference game on Friday, but I mean, this is a short week in terms of the amount of games that are going to get played.
Yeah, like I said, hopefully it won't rain too much and we'll be able to get them in, but we're right in the middle of a conference season where it's Tuesdays and Fridays we're playing, you know, meaningful games and trying to line up our pitching. And so we've got fresh arms, and to be able to go those games, that's going to be big this week.
Yeah, North Mac on Tuesday and Litchfield on Friday. So, you know, at least you're going to get some really solid pitching performances out of both Jack and Brady, potentially, knowing that those guys are going to have kind of the full reins in terms of how long they can go.
Yeah, the pitch count's looking good for next week. So, and it helped, like you said earlier, the fact that we only had to use one pitcher for the last three or four games. So, that's a big bonus for us.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time this morning and look forward to seeing you guys out there next week.
Thanks, Izzy.
Thanks, Coach.